Please come to order. I understand we have a quorum. Today we are going to be looking at House File 1184, Representative Murphy's file, the Omnibus State Government Finance and Veterans Affairs Bill. On Monday we laid it over. At this point we're bringing the bill back up. Staff has incorporated all of the amendments for the bill, and we adopted one amendment. That was the A130400. We'll not be voting on that. That's just for reference. Are there any comments or any discussion from members of the committee? Okay. Seeing none, Representative Murphy, would you like to renew your motion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Disco, excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just for the committee's benefit, because Representative Detmer, Chair Murphy, and I have had some conversations on a provision that this committee had had a strong interest in, and that was in the veterans area of this bill. And upon looking at it, we didn't see the inclusion of that item. And that was the $100,000 that we had talked about for law enforcement training, for intervention that they may want to have and need as a result of tenuous situations that they may be presented to provide them with background and resources and so forth. And what I guess I'd like to do is I'd like to defer to the author of the bill, Chair Murphy. I know she had some information she shared with us that might be important to share with the rest of the group as to where and how that might be being dealt with on a go-forward basis.
Chair Murphy.
Mr. Chair, Representative Driscoll, yes, and when I checked on the bill, House File 1141, it was the Representative Detmer bill, and it was sent from this committee to Public Safety Committee.
Not the bill.
And then, because it was in the jurisdiction of the Public Safety Committee, and if they were going to accept it and put it in their bill, then it would be in their target. It would be included as part of their target. I, off the hand, suggested, because I agree with you that it is something that is of value. I agreed, but then since the walk, between the walk from there over to fourth floor and a consultation with a fiscal person, they said, you can do that, but they'll just, you have no guarantee they would use that $100,000 for that purpose. And it would just go into their target. It would just go into theirs, and they'll still stick with their priorities. So that was frowned upon by the fiscal person I spoke to, who is not in this room. Then I thought we would have no control then over it at all. And I thought that a way of addressing the situation, because I don't know what happened, and I probably should ask before I go on, before I tell you what I thought. I don't know what happened with Representative Detmer when you took the bill to represent Paymar's Representative Paymar's meeting. Did you have a hearing on the bill, and did they hold it over for possible inclusion?
Representative Detmer.
Mr. Chair and Representative Murphy, I can't remember. I'm just being honest. I don't think we got a hearing on that.
And that's, thank you, Representative Detmer, Mr. Chair, Representative Driscoll, because when I spoke to Representative Paymar, he brought up the film that he's doing, and Ms. Matta Castillo is the prime person that's in the documentary that they are producing, and it's on TPT this Sunday, apparently. And so he was, he said, I don't think it had any money in it. I said, well, the Representative O'Driscoll and Detmer think it had money in it. But on the way then, when I was thinking what this committee could do without finances, we could ask the Department of Veterans Affairs to work with the Post Board and develop a plan for how the police officers in this state could be made aware of the issues that are in this. And we could have put that in our bill, asking them to do that. And they can work out a plan and come back with it for next year.
Representative Justin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Murphy. I know that this is an important issue to you as well, and to the committee. If we're talking about simply introducing language that says we're going to talk about a problem, I don't have a comfort level with that. I'm going to be very frank with you on that. This is something that will, without question, save lives in the state of Minnesota. And just for the committee's benefit, the Warrior to Citizen program and Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Community program that I'm involved in Central Minnesota, we asked law enforcement in Stearns County, and each of the chief law enforcement officials said, yes, this is desperately a training that they know firsthand that they could benefit from, because they have either experienced it themselves or responded to communities for mutual aid in communities where this is something that needs to be done. I don't want to have the public or other members or people here think that every veteran who comes back is a person who we should be concerned with, but there are those situations when you deal with large numbers that things aren't going well for an individual and they come back, and I would hate to see a law enforcement officer or a member of the general public be seriously wounded or injured as a result of not knowing some of the issues and some of the resources that are available. And I think that this is, and if we have anything at all that we can do with tying funding to this and working with the VA to work with the Post Board or others, I think it's absolutely paramount. This will save lives in the state of Minnesota. No questions about it.
Representative Detmer.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative O'Driscoll, for really working this issue. And I just looked it up, and yes, we did pass it out of our committee, and a request for a hearing was put in for public safety, but there was no hearing. So,
okay. So, Chair Murphy, where do we go from here?
Mr. Chair, I think we should develop language for and ask the Post Board and the Department of Veterans Affairs to work out an agreement of how this training can take place. With consultation with the Community Policing Institute.
All right. Mr. Cleary, can you take care of that?
I'd be happy to draft something, Mr. Chairman, and run it by you and Representative Murphy.
Okay. Good, thank you.
And Representative O'Driscoll.
I'm sorry, and others.
And others. Are there any other comments? Yes, Representative Howe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And my only concern is I echo Representative O'Driscoll's concern, is that having had firsthand dealings and experience with some of this, I'm very concerned that we may have real impact on people's lives by not taking action on this bill. And that's what concerns me, is that we've got an opportunity to take care of this. And I know that, you know, however, I think there's ways to tie this in to make it happen. But I'm really, truly concerned that not only veterans, but citizens at large, and especially our law enforcement folks, are going to be detrimentally impacted by us not being able to make this thing happen.
Chair Murphy, is this something that we can take care of in conference committee? Do we know if for example, if the Senate has a version of this bill in their bill?
Mr. Chair, I do not know if the Senate has it in there. I would think the author might know.
Representative Detmer, do you know offhand?
But, Mr. Chair, I do know that I don't want to... open the financial part of this bill at on this day. Mm-hmm. I do know that I don't feel that it was my responsibility to follow the bill to the next committee. I thought the author would do that, and nobody mentioned that particular $100,000 to me again until this very day. And I do want to address that. I think there's a need. But I don't know. I said in consultation with the Upper Midwest Community Policing Institution, because I do know the Post Board, and I do know Veterans Affairs, and we're Veterans Affairs is the only one that I can tell what to do. But I, from previous experiences with the Post Board, I feel comfortable in saying that I think I can consult with or talk with Mr. Melton, too, who's the Post Board Director. But I don't want to... make any promises beyond that, but I would like to include it in the bill.
Thank you. In that sense, okay.
But I don't want to commit them or me or our committee to something without knowing what the plan is.
Mr. Chair, in all fairness to Representative Murphy, we did our job in this committee, you know, and we did request a hearing in the safety community safety committee, and in the Senate it's sitting in the finance committee. So whatever we can work here out of our committee to get this established and get it back going, that would be great.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Murphy,
Ms. Connelly consulted with Mr. McKellahinney, and they're willing to talk about it. And I think, in answer to your objection of you don't want to study, we don't want to study. We want a directive of tell us how this can be implemented.
Representative Driscoll.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And the reason why I a couple things on this, Madam Chair, your assessment is correct that no one brought it up, because I will tell you that I was assuming that when it had so much support, and that by far and away from my recollections in this committee had been the thing that most people rallied around, and so I didn't even think that it was going to be something that we have to follow. I just assumed that might be an error on my part that we would have included something like that. The problem with the study is we have a lot of folks, and I don't want to unfairly categorize those veterans who are coming home right now, but we do have a lot of veterans who are coming home right now. It will be 2 years from now before we can fund this again on a study where we have 24 months where law enforcement is saying that they would appreciate and could use this type of training. Families, veterans, members of the general public, it's $100,000 in an almost $1 billion bill. I would hope that we could find something to help communities and to help law enforcement and to help folks on this. I don't want to say I'm disappointed. I'm a little taken aback is probably more the proper emotion that I'm feeling right now. If a study is what we've got to do, a study is what we've got to do, but I just don't think that it saves lives. It just kind of shuffles there's some feel-good language. We don't solve the problem that this committee heard testimony and that this committee also said was a high priority.
Thank you. Are there any other comments regarding House File 1184? Seeing none, Representative Murphy, if you'd like to renew your motion for House File 1184 as amended.
I renew my motion that House File 1184 be recommended to pass as amended and be referred to Ways and Means Committee.
All right. Are there any other comments or questions from members of the committee? Representative O'Driscoll.
As was, Mr. Chair, thank you. As the chair and others had asked Mr. Cleary to see if he could draft some language, he has provided some language, and as we were going through the motion, and maybe it's too late to consider some form of an amendment at this point, and maybe Mr. Cleary wants to read what he was suggesting here for the committee's benefit.
Chair Murphy, procedurally, is this something that we can do, or Ms. Conley, is this something that we can?
Let's hear what Mr. Cleary has
right.
drawn up.
Mr. Cleary, Mr. if you Chair. Would proceed, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Madam Chair, and Representative O'Driscoll and members, a possible amendment might be as follows, and I'll just read the text of this as it's scribbled out here. Could be Representative O'Driscoll moves to amend House File 1184, the A13-0400A amendment, as follows. On page blank, after line blank, insert the following. And the insertion would be section blank, the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs must consult with the Director of the Peace Officer Standards and Training Board to devise a plan for offering training to Minnesota peace officers regarding the de-escalation of crisis situations involving veterans at any time following their demobilization from combat deployment. So as written with at any time, it could include older veterans as well. There'd be no time, no age limit, and so on. But it would be to develop that plan.
Thank you, Mr. Cleary.
It wouldn't necessarily result in implementation of a plan if it would take financing.
So is that satisfactory, Representative Detmer?
Mr. Chair, you know, the plan is already there. They already have a curriculum. They already have a program. Just that to really establish that here in Minnesota, because they do get some federal funds for other states. Remember, they go around the country. They want to develop this program for Minnesota, and the curriculum is already there. The plan, they're ready to go. So,
yes.
Thank you, Mr. Cleary.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Depper.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative. Excuse me.
I move that we recess.
Very good.
I move that we return at 1:30.
All right. Chair Murphy moves that we recess until 1:30. Are there any other comments regarding that? If not, we are recessed
and
until
1:30. Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Murphy.
I request that people that are interested in this little rider and people that are affected, Department of Veterans Affairs, stay here.
All right. The committee is recessed until 1:30.
Thank you. Okay, the committee is back in session. Representative Murphy, would you like to renew your motion on House File 1184 as amended?
Mr. Chair, I renew my motion that House File 1884 be recommended to pass as amended and be referred to the Ways and Means Committee.
Madam Chair, isn't that 1184?
1184. What did I say?
1884.
Oh, I remember that year.
Levity, Madam Chair.
All right.
1184, House File 1184,
thank you.
As amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have the minutes, and we have Ms. Wills here. Have you had a chance to look at the minutes?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Before that time, since this is now 1184 is, as amended, is on its way, I would indeed like to thank Mr. Shepherd, Ms. Roberts, Mr. Cleary. And I think this is kind of a bonus, Mr. Cleary, kind of a bonus, because we know that when we reconvene next year, although there will be meetings between now and next year, you may not be with us. So this little activity today between 1 and 1:30 is kind of a gift of us to you for reminding us of your great value to the House of Representatives.
Okay.
And even to the last nth, you're willing to step in and give it all. And so if we have our language worked out by tomorrow, it'll be a good thing, and certainly by Friday, because we have to meet the deadline time. So, Mr. Cleary, thank you so very, very much.
Thank you.
I would also like to thank Ms. Conley, Ms. House, Mr. Marble, who's just gotten received great joy from all the activity in this committee. And Mr. Nash and Ms. Stover. But to people that are remaining in the room, thank you, too, for being patient, flexible, kind, bring in your pictures, and offering us so much help. This is what it's about, and you're representing the people of Minnesota without an election certificate. And sometimes that's a lot harder to do than our job. And so, dear committee, thank you too. Thank you. And when you come to my committee meeting, Ms. Melander is here. When you come to my office, Ms. Melander is here. And she keeps track of everything we do. And the naughty things, she doesn't report. And that's really a good thing. But our work is not done. And when we leave this room today, we will probably be called back, either in our caucuses. I will visit with each caucus within the committee, and I will seek advice. And I need to know, as we progress in the conference process, how much you want to know about it and how much say you want to have. Sometimes there's not very much. But our work is not done. This bill is not done. And you know the Senate. We have to go to work with them. And we'll get a new target. And we want to win, because this is a good bill, and we are good people. And together, we can walk out of here with a smile on our face today. And hopefully in a month's time, we will still be smiling. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, Representative Detmer.
Yeah. Mr. Chair and Chair Murphy, again, my short 6 years here in the House of Representatives, you were the first chair that from the DFL that came to my office, invited me to their office with people from our caucus, and you were able to listen to us. We listen to you, and I really appreciate your staff and the interest that you took in many of the issues that we had that we brought forward, especially in my case, the veterans issues that I have a real heart for. And also, Mr. Cleary, you made a big impression on me when I came in as a freshman. I had a lot of questions about how do you develop a bill and put things together, and you were able to give some guidance in a lot of different areas, and I asked you a lot of questions over the last 6 years. Not only thank you for your service here with the state, with the legislature, but also your service as you served the country back in Vietnam. So everybody can be pretty proud of what we were able to do in this committee. And Madam Chair, you're right. We're not done. We still have things to do, but the battles can be won. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Detmer. And you know why I did some of those things that I did? Because in my first 6 years, nobody did it to me. And I thought, and in my first 15 years, I thought, there's got to be better ways of including all the people on a committee and all the people that want something from the committee to work together. And I've tried in every position I've had to, and that I'm responsible for, to build on each person's strengths. So let's go forth. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Kahn.
Well, I was going to say that in all that speech, the only thing we had missed was enough credit being given and enough thanks to the chair for the job that she did. But Representative Detmer did such a good job of that. All I can say is that I ditto his response. So,
thank you.
Let's go.
And with that, Representative Wills, if you would tell us about the minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you for the privilege and honor of being able to serve on this committee. I appreciate it a lot. And wanted to move the minutes of the April 8th, 2013 meeting.
Okay, the motion is to move the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. And that's about it. But I also would just like to thank everyone on the committee for the collegiality. This has really been a good group to work with, and I really appreciate from both sides of the aisle the amount of goodwill and effort that everyone has put forth. It's really been a pleasure. And with that, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.